This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2086. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially shortwave. On this edition recorded May 13th, Brazil, Cuba, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Europe, Germany, Greece, India, Ireland, Italy, Korea North, Korea South, Malaysia, Myanmar, Netherlands, North America, Romania, Spain, Taiwan, Turkey, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. It has been suggested that one way to ease the crowding on the FM band in the U.S. and allow more AM stations to move to FM would be to open up another 12 megahertz of channels currently occupied by television on 5 and 6, that is from 76 to 88 megahertz. But that is already being done in Brazil. In Hardcore DX, Rudolfi Grimm reports on the situation around São Paulo. Migration of medium wave stations to the extended FM band underway. The 1040 station, Rádio Capital, is moving to 77.5 MHz, 1200 Rádio Cultura to 77.9, and 1500 Rádio Cumbica to 84.1. He says there are 60 days still for these stations to cut their signals in medium wave definitively. 76 MHz, that's the lower tuning range of Japanese band FM receivers, many of which have been sold around the world. Check if yours will actually tune down to 76. This adds for the possibilities of transequatorial FMDX. Regarding Radio Havana Cuba expanding its English broadcast from 1 hour to 2, that works in our evenings when there is a 6 or 7 hour span, so they can alternate. But what about the 1 hour English broadcasts at 19 and 23 UT? Alan Rowe has been trying to compile a program schedule of the 2 hour service, but finds the actual program timings are rather flexible. In any event, he checked at 19 UT and found that hour one was playing on 15140 on May 10th. Now about clandestines for Eritrea and Ethiopia. Baito Yaikal is still being heard on 11760 at 1630 UT on Wednesdays and Saturdays, transmitted via France. The former time of 1530 on the same days of the week had been on 17545 off frequency via France, but as of May 8th, I was no longer hearing any trace of that. The World Radio TV Handbook has now published its A21 seasonal update, free to everyone, in PDF online. You'll eventually find a link to it as you start at WRTH.com. Among many other things, there's some new entries under Target Ethiopia. DW International, which does not stand for Deutsche Welle, in Tigrinya at 04 to 05 on 11570 and 16 to 17 on 17870, both daily via France. And there's JY Radio, not clear what that stands for, in Tigrinya, at 16 to 16:45 on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 17890 via France. It's called Voice to the Voiceless. Ivo Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria, says DW stands for Dimse Voyane Tigray International, 15 to 16 on 17870, but it's jammed by Ethiopia with strong white noise digital jamming starting 2 minutes later at 15:02, as well as the morning broadcast at 04 to 05 on 11570. Actually, there are two of them, which could be abbreviated DW, so let's start again with the A21 schedules Ivo Ivanov has, but he says they are not registered in HFCC. All transmitted via France. Dimse Tigray of Radio Tigray Media House, 04 to 05, 11570, 15 to 16, 17870. Then there's Dimse Woyane, W-O-Y-A-N-E, at 16 to 17, on 17870, and Dimse Wegata Tigray, that's W-E-G-A-H-T-A, which means Voice of the Dawn Tigray, 17 to 18 on 15340. And this last one, he says, is in HFCC. Europirate Mystery 21, reported by Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil on 4875. On the 12th of May, from midnight 8 to midnight 15, with music and announcements in English mentioning 21. Concerning the Channel 292 transmitter site in Germany, Kari Kallio in Finland tells us reception of Channel 292 is okay in Central Europe on 6070, and often very fine on 9670 to the north, but a peculiar problem. Now and then, the self-made disturbance, leakance of 6070 stream in the background of the 9670 broadcasting. There are occasionally also real disturbances when there is interference from 9665. Uncle Bill Telford of UB Mixing Pot says, thanks for bringing the mixing problem to my attention. Some of my listeners in Russia have also mentioned this. It's been hard for me to monitor directly because it's in the middle of the night, but it looks like I will need to set the alarm and see how bad it is in real time. Voice of Greece has been having some real transmitter problems. On 9420, their only remaining frequency. May 11th at 1936, via the remote in Holland. It was 30 over 9, but extremely distorted. A shame since they play so much music, and not just Greek music. So their last shortwave transmitter may be on the way out. This was a hot topic in our World of Radio IO group. There are many other reports of distortion, but not always. It was missing on May 9th, causing concern for those who did not realize that it always takes Sundays off into UT Mondays. By the way, it's not all Greek. If the shortwave transmitter happens to be on at the correct time, Ivo Ivanov reminds us there are brief news items in several languages, such as May 13th at 0707 to 0719, Arabic, Serbian, and Albanian. And at 719 to 807, they were in Greek from the first program. At 807, they went back to some foreign languages for 10 minutes, Spanish, Romanian, and Russian. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard wonders if there's been a change in format at All India Radio Jaipur, one of their few remaining shortwave frequencies, 5040, May 8th at 12:30, half an hour before his local sunrise. He was hearing subcontinental music for 5 minutes, not news on the hour in India. Then at 12:35, there was news, but he couldn't be sure of the language. At 12:40, back to music, indigenous singing and chanting. So is it a new format with only 5 minutes of news? In Germany, Wolfgang Büschel notes All India Radio's Swahili service on 15:030 until 13:15 UT, but some unidentified utility digital data signal interference. That, of course, is within the international aeronautical band, not a broadcast band. Mount Orita's remote receiver was displaying a wide multi-tone modem on 15:030.03. However, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says this Swahili service on 15:030, starting at 12:15, is in fact being jammed. That's probably because 2 years ago, this hour on this frequency was instead occupied by All India Radio in Tibetan, in DRM. As the Northern Hemisphere sporadic E season gets underway, some interesting things can be heard even on the Citizens Band. In the British TX Club, Harald Kuhl in Germany reports on 27:035, Radio 101, that's on CB Channel 7, with music and IDs. He thinks it's a pirate transmitting from Ireland. It's active every now and then on that channel. And during sporadic E, it can be heard all over Europe. Italy non, Ivo Ivanov says, two new frequencies have been registered for Nexus, IBA or IRRS shortwave with HFCC, probably for clandestines. Actually, both are on 15170 at 18 to 1830. First from May 13th on Thursday through Monday, and then from May 25th on Tuesday and Wednesday, both in English to East Africa, but on different azimuths. I heard what must be Voice of Korea north, way off frequency from 13760, May 11th at 1422 with music during the scheduled hour in French, actually measured on 13760.258. Another new entry in the WRTH updater concerns Target Korea North. It's a religious program called Sai Nala Bangsong. It's at 16 to 16:30 in Korean on Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday only via Uzbekistan on 7505. Ron Howard in California reports the South Korean weather station HLL2 in Seoul on 5857.48 AM. May 7th at 10:05 to 10:12. English weather from various observatories in Asia, including Shanghai, providing wind direction, wind speed in meters per second, air pressure in hectopascals, and temperature in Celsius. Mostly fair reception, and he says it's heard daily. Ron Howard also reports about Malaysia, about the two last shortwave frequencies left from that country. One of them has terrible audio. YFM on 11665, May 13th, heard at 10:12 to 10:20. But the other one was doing especially well, Sarawak FM on 9835, May 13th from 0954 with music, time pips at 1000 and news in vernacular. He says it's enjoyable listening. And yet more from Ron Howard in California about Myanmar. It seems that one of the transmitters is not working. Normally in the past, both 5985 and 9730 had separate transmitters since they could both be heard on the air at the same time. On May 7th, he heard 5985 coming on at 11:54. Recently, as soon as 9730 closes down, 5985 starts, such as at 11:54, which is an extension from the previous change time at 11:30. On May 8th, 9730 went to 5985 at 11:56. Later on May 7th, he also heard the Friday edition of Say It in English at 12:43 to 12:56. Mike Radio, M-I-K-E, is not a pirate, but one of those low-power stations in the Netherlands. Ivo Ivanov says they canceled their shortwave frequency in the HFCC database, 5800. It had been scheduled at 06 to 24 UT Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But now the new A21 schedule from HFCC via Alan Pennington in communication to the British DX Club. 5810 is now shown as an alternate frequency, but the full schedule there is 16 to 21 UT daily on 3940 or 4895, alternate also 6195. On Sunday at 06 to 13, just 5810 is alternate, and then 15070 is planned from June 1st at 13 to 19 on Sundays. Once again, instead of or an alternate to 5810. But the transmission times are variable. Alan Pennington says he heard Mike Radio Saturday, 27 March, on 4895 from tune-in at 1823 until sign-off at 1900 with a relay of Pac-Man. And another report in the British DX Club, David J. Morris, Sunday, 11 April, around 0930 on 6195, announcing 1 kilowatt. And the website is mike-radio.nl. Also in communication of the British DS Club, this from the website of Studio 52. Telstar Radio is another member of that group. It's been authorized by Germany to broadcast via Nauen, a three-hour live transmission on Saturday, 22 May, from 11 to 14 on 6045, 100 kilowatts for Western Europe. Beautiful English, German, and Dutch music from the good old days in the style of Dutch free and pirate radio stations. Free radio service Holland, however, I think is a pirate on 7700 and 5790. Via Manuel Mendez, their plans for the next broadcast on Whit or White Sunday, May 23rd, starting at 1552 UT until 2005. On those two frequencies as well as 3920, a special broadcast dominated by music from the 1970s, and a number of radio-related items, and also a mailbag from their March broadcast. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2086. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Douglas White in Carborough, North Carolina, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com, not necessarily in U.S. funds. Douglas says, thanks for all the DX tips over the years. He's amateur KA5ETS. As reported last week, the Antichrist pirate station, YHWH, continues to be heard on 7475 AM instead of 7470. I had him May 7th around 0400 UT. After his signature theme tune, Days of Hard Life, off about 0422. Rick Barton in Arizona also reports him May 11th at 0415 and May 10th at 0425 until 529. Radio Romania International continues to be missing at least one transmitter. The 2030 English broadcast on May 11th was coming in on 13650, but nothing on 11850. Stephen Luce in Houston, Texas, has also been monitoring this. Earlier that UT day, May 11th at midnight, he says nothing from them on 9550, the second Chiganeshti transmitter still out of service. It's been gone for over 2 weeks, so must be a major problem. Or maybe they're waiting for parts to arrive slowly. But a good signal on 7375. While the two Galbani transmitters were in Romanian at the same hour, 7420 and 9730 with good reception. And Stephen Luce says 9550 was still missing at midnight UT May 13th. But he's found this on their website from an English newscast at that hour. It says, Public Media. Romania's public radio and TV corporations have new interim directors. Parliament has appointed journalist Liviu Popescu as head of the Romanian public radio, while Ramona Sasianu has become interim director of the national TV. The two are to hold these positions for 6 months until the appointment of new boards of directors for the two institutions. Parliament rejected the annual reports submitted by the two institutions for the years 2017, 2018, and 2019, which entailed the dismissal of the two boards of directors. Stephen Luce says, As I recall, the previous BOD rejected a proposal by the management of Romanian Public Radio to shut down shortwave a few years ago. So we have to wonder if a new board will have different ideas. It's worth keeping an ear on this. About Spain using 17855 for North America as early as 14 UT until as late as 02. May 7th at 2200, the Friday token English broadcast was holding up well until 2230 on 17855. We can hope the MUF will favor that the rest of the summer, since it was generally unusable in April. We should really still have four shortwave frequency seasons, 2 months around each equinox, four around each solstice. These were once designated M, J, S, and D. But that was just too much trouble for the managers, regardless of propagation. However, it doesn't take much propagation disturbance to diminish 17855, and there's the additional problem that it may be off the air completely. You can never be sure about REE frequencies. I tried for it, just for the record, May 12th at 0143, since it was supposed to be on for another few minutes, but there was, guess what, zero signal into North America, although it had been barely audible earlier in the afternoon. However, 11940 for South America was being heard sufficiently, up to 20 over 9. Ron Howard reports on Fuxing Broadcasting Station, Taiwan, on that strange frequency 9774. He tuned in May 11th at 0753 to a very weak signal, and remembered to check their listed parallel 15375, and it was at that time much better than 9774, and positively in parallel at 0855 they were both about equal. When he was able to confirm, the third frequency, 9410, continued to be off the air. Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight reports about the Voice of Turkey in German. Their listener contact show, Briefkasten, has resumed after a long time off the air due to the pandemic. This German mailbag program was heard on Sunday and again on Thursday, May 13th. Not sure if that was a repeat. They were presenting emails from listeners sent to the station last March. The German hours are 11:30 to 12:30 on 13760 and 17:30 to 18:30 on 9840. And I might add, sometimes by mistake after 23 UT on 9830. Alan says, my knowledge of German is not so good, but I understand the email address deutsch@trt.net.tr is still not working. The host and head of the German service is requesting listeners address their messages to her at, and I'll have to spell this, ufuk.gecim@trt.net.tr. He says, unfortunately, there is still no English letterbox program on the Voice of Turkey. The presenters seem to be recording some or all programs from home, judging by the sound, which often do not have the usual studio quality. Well, since the mailbag in German has come back, maybe there is some hope for English. Armed Forces Day was celebrated on May 8th, even though it's supposed to be on the third Saturday in May, at least as far as hams doing cross-band contacts with Mars stations. Thanks to Chuck Gessner for referring us to a webpage at dodmars.org, giving lots of details about the stations, activity times, and frequencies. During the afternoon, I cycled through all the listed frequencies above 13 MHz several times, but heard very little. There was activity on 14606 USB, and strangely, by a station identifying only as Mars Radio. No other real call sign, mention of a base or location, although he said he was in Florida and had an accent of some sort. Anyhow, he said he was listening on 14258, thus cross-band contacts with hams inside the 20-meter band. Chuck Gessner had better luck. On May 8th, many military stations in operation from all over the U.S., from Florida, Rhode Island, Maryland, California, Illinois. Neither he nor I did ever hear or copy the Armed Forces Day message from the Secretary of Defense. There are hundreds of beacons listed, just above and below 28.2 MHz in the 10-meter ham band, a fine way to tell if there's some propagation opening up, as is now the case occasionally with sporadic E. I was hearing WA6APQ with a barely audible signal, May 13th, at 1808 UT, on 28244, a CW message repeating, he's 30 watts from a vertical in Long Beach, California. Reminder of a new world of radio time on WRMI, which started last week, Friday evening in North America, UT Saturday at 0130 on 9395. So happens that we can also be heard at 0130, but on different sets of frequencies the previous two nights. Via IRRS 7290 across Europe, World of Radio has been missing for a couple of weeks, but we are to resume starting next week, May 22nd, Saturday at 1801. Update on WMLK, the Assemblies of Yahweh station in Pennsylvania, planning a comeback on shortwave. In communication of the British DX Club, they announced on their Facebook page of 16 April that their new 300-kilowatt Ampagon shortwave transmitter is now on their site at Bethel, Pennsylvania, waiting installation. Had been off the air since a fire in 2017. The former frequency, maybe to resume, is 9275. Richard Langley also checked their Facebook page. April 23rd, there's an item, a picture of the new Ampagon transmitter waiting to be repositioned into its proper place. The decrating crew did a really commendable job getting the transmitter peripherals ready for proper placement. We are thankful for the empowerment from on high that has taken us this far. Hallelujah. I had not realized that the last three letters of one way to spell hallelujah are the first three letters of Yahweh. Wondering about the missing, mostly night frequency 7570 WRMI, Jeff White tells me it should be back on the air shortly, mostly with Brother Stare. The 50th anniversary of National Public Radio was marked on CBS Sunday Morning TV on May 2nd. Rodney Johnson says there was also an almost one-hour special on NPR itself about the event, available via podcast. It was on April 30th, titled 50 and Forward, an Anniversary Celebration of NPR. You should find it at www.npr.org. Last week, time was running out as I wanted to tell you more about the FM stations I got by Sporadic EDX the afternoon evening of May 2nd. 90.1 South Carolina Public Radio. There are actually two of them on that frequency, not sure which, Greenville and Conway, in different corners of SC. on 92.1, two stations mixing, country music and religious talk. I got a partial ID for WPEH-FM in Louisville, Georgia. And the other one, probably the religious teaching station, Freedom Radio, WHHR in Vienna, Georgia. On 92.7, I briefly had some strong rock music. There are only two full-power stations like that in Georgia, WKKZ in Dublin and WSSI in Darien. I was DXing on the DX398 only with its telescopic antenna, which has the advantage of an RDS display, and I finally saw one which identified a station on 90.3. It's University Savannah, WHCJ, with a jazz DJ. However, the only way I could get that to display was tuning to 90.2, halfway between two Okies. WHCJ 90.3 is the voice of Savannah State University, and only 6 kilowatts. Then there was an ESPN station on 93.1, the only one fitting WWKM in Rochelle, Georgia. Also on 93.1, a station identifying as E93. The WTFDA-FM database identifies that immediately as WEAS-FM in Springfield, Georgia. On 93.3, the Joy FM, that would be a contemporary Christian station in Greenville, Georgia, WVFJ. On 92.1, there was an ad for a tech school called wiregrass.edu. That fits for Talk 92.1 in Adale, Georgia, WDDQ. One's only 2.6 kilowatts, but the next log, a 100 kilowatt station, 95.1 WAPE-FM, in Jacksonville, it's the Big Ape. I was concentrating mostly on the bottom half of the band, but by 2242 UT, the MUF was up into the top half. I had something on 104.5, probably WOKV in Atlantic Beach. And on 105.9, there are stations both in Florida and Georgia, WOCL and WVGA. Yet another log on 92.1 as the skip area moved southward. Romantic music in Spanish, Latina. That's WJXR, McClenny, Florida, in the Jacksonville market. And on 96.5, Spanish again. That's WOEX, Éxitos 96.5 in Orlando, replacing WDBO-FM. Come to expect the third harmonic of Radio Vanuatu on 11.835 after 06UT. But there was no signal to be heard on May 6th, 7th, 9th, or 10th. Ron Howard noted the same and heard from Brian Clark in New Zealand that on the 10th, they were using 5040 instead, but not heard on its harmonic 10080. May 11th, 12th, and 13th, they were back to their old pattern on 11835. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder issued May 10th. Geomagnetic field expected to reach unsettled levels on May 12th, 13th, 15th, 18th, 20th, and 21st. Active levels on May 15th to 17th and 20th, and G1 minor storm levels likely on May 16th. That's already been outdated by events. On May 12th, there was a G3 magnetic storm with a K-index of 7 at 21 UT. As for solar flux, it was expected to peak at 84 on May 19th, quite a bit lower by 6 or 7 points before and after then, another 80 on May 23rd, and down to 70 on May 31st and June 1st. And so concludes World of Radio 2086. Glenn Hauser, hope you found it informative and will hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.